You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Stellar Parenting with Brandi Kahn. Live from BrandiKahn.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Psychic Radio.
Or one of our websites,
AskOneRadio.com or Moonstruck.tv.
This is Stellar
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Happy Tuesday, everyone, and welcome to Stellar Parenting. I'm your host, Brandi Kahn. I'm an intuitive astrologer, and I also hold a Master of Science degree in psychology with an emphasis in child and adolescent development. And I'm super passionate about helping parents to custom design their parenting approach based on their child's natal chart. If you're interested in working with me, please visit my website at BrandiKahn.com. So today, we've got some really important transits coming up regarding Mercury. Mercury just went retrograde on Sunday, so we're going to talk about that. And then we have another transit with Mercury tomorrow. But first, I want to remind everyone that Mercury retrograde is not something to fear. It's not a time of cosmic punishment, guys, okay? And it's not a time of bad luck. That's not the meaning or the purpose of Mercury retrograde. In truth, it's really like a sacred pause. It's a time period for reflection and realignment. And when we learn to flow with this energy, Mercury retrograde can actually be one of the most productive and insightful times of the year. So, what is this particular retrograde about? Mercury is the planet of communication and thinking, right? And when it stations retrograde, the universe is inviting us to slow down and to reflect and to listen on a deeper level. And this time it's happening in the sign of Sagittarius. Sagittarius is the sign of wisdom and exploration and truth, perspective. And Sagittarius helps us to zoom out and see the bigger picture. So during this retrograde, you may find yourself reevaluating your beliefs, revisiting old conversations, or questioning the stories that you tell yourself about what's possible. It's a time. This is the time to realign with your authentic truth. And if things feel scattered or uncertain, I want you to remember, Sagittarius energy loves exploration, and Mercury moving retrograde here in this sign simply asks us to check our map before continuing on our journey. And sometimes that can mean travel delays, okay? Dealing with travel delays or communication mix-ups. But on a soul level, this is all about truth and clarity. And this transit can really help you to release outdated perspectives so that new insight can flow in. So let's talk about how to work with this energy so that you can thrive during Mercury retrograde. What I want you to do, I want you to revisit and revise your plans, okay? So this is the perfect time to refine your ideas and make improvements. Also remember to back up your old files and double check travel details. And it's not out of a sense of fear, but more out of a sense of mindfulness. And this is a great time to reconnect with old teachers and mentors or friends who may have once helped you grow. Here's what I want you to avoid. Please don't rush into decisions or react impulsively, okay? And try not to take misunderstandings personally, because everyone is processing more deeply right now. And let's avoid launching major projects or making large purchases, if possible, until Mercury goes direct. Also, be mindful about pushing your opinions on someone else or trying to convince others, okay? Because Sagittarius energy can sometimes come across as a little too certain. Now, for those of you who are parents, here's what I want you to watch for with your children during this retrograde. So younger children may seem really curious, but also a little bit more distracted or forgetful. So give them extra time to process. And also, let's keep instructions simple and repeat things gently. And let's turn mistakes into learning moments. For those of you with teenagers, it's a great time to encourage open conversations. Okay, so remember, your teen might blurt things out before thinking, okay? And that's thanks to Mercury retrograde in the sign of Sagittarius. So this is a beautiful time to explore deeper questions about purpose, truth, or spirituality together. Remember, Mercury retrograde isn't here to cause chaos. It's here to teach awareness, patience, and flexibility. And the deeper message of this Mercury retrograde is actually quite simple. Truth evolves. It grows with you. And as you slow down and realign your thinking, you begin to hear your inner wisdom more clearly. So what once felt confusing may suddenly make sense. And what once felt rigid might begin to soften. So by the time Mercury goes direct, you'll feel more grounded, more inspired, and more aligned with your authentic voice. And it's not because you rushed to find the answers, but it's because you took time to listen. Now, on Wednesday, November 12th, Mercury retrograde will meet Mars at 6 degrees of Sagittarius. And this will be a powerful mix of energy that can really stir mental agitation and quick reacting speech. So on one hand, you may feel sharper and more decisive and ready to act on your ideas. And on the other hand, when Mercury retrograde is close to Mars, you really have to guard against impulsive remarks, miscommunication, and taking action before thinking. Okay? So this powerful duo can really help you to take decisive action. Okay? And remember, Mercury is like money in your communication and thinking account. And you spend this money every time you speak, you write, study, negotiate, or solve a problem. And healthy spending of Mercury money, so to speak, that shows up as thoughtful speech, curiosity, and clear thinking. Overspending looks like gossip, mental overload, or analysis paralysis. Mars represents your drive, your courage, and physical energy. It's the go-get-it money. And you want to spend it purposefully on action and healthy passion, not on conflict, okay, or making impulsive moves. Here's what I want you to do during this transit. I want you to pause before speaking and give your thoughts a moment to settle so that you're not reacting from impulse. Also, use this burst of mental energy for reflection and refine your ideas, sharpen your message, set clearer intentions. And it's a great time to ground your body through physical activity, breath work, or movement, okay? That can show up and that can help us to channel this energy of Mars in a really constructive way. Here's what I want you to avoid, if possible. Avoid signing major contracts or launching major campaigns without reviewing, okay? And don't let haste or a sense of impulsiveness push you into arguments or using sharp words, because this Mercury-Mars conflict really amplifies mental heat. And try not to ignore miscommunications and don't allow misunderstandings to escalate, okay? If they are allowed to escalate, usually it will happen very quickly. For those of you who are parents, your children and teenagers, okay, this transit, they may experience it with more mental restlessness or quickly dismissing the rules, or there may be a tendency to argue about their beliefs. So encourage your child to pause and reflect before they speak and remind them that strong opinions are okay, but wisdom includes listening. And help them to channel this energy into sports, physical movement, or creative expression that can really ground a restless mind. And if your child travels, like if they're a teenager and they're in travel sports, or if they're doing school projects or they have commitments, okay, this week, you want to double check the details and allow extra time to arrive. So this transit is not just about disruption. It's more about clarity, activation, and using mental energy in a really focused way. And with conscious awareness, you can turn this moment into a breakthrough rather than a breakdown. or a breakthrough rather than a meltdown. And those are the transits for this week. Make sure that you're setting your intentions about how you want to use this energy. Everybody has this energy in a bank account. That's what I want you to think of. I want you to think of everybody has this repository of energy, and it's almost like a bank account. But funny thing about it is you get to decide how you're going to spend this money, this cosmic money in this bank account. How are you going to use the energy? Are you going to use it constructively? Are you going to use it to level up? Or are you going to use it destructively and in a way that's dysfunctional and hurts your relationships? So that's why it's important every week to set your intentions when it comes to how you are choosing to use the energy at your disposal. And like I remind you every week, the stars may guide us, but we hold the power at the end of the day. Each of you, you hold the power at the end of the day to shape your destiny. So keep shining your light bright. Have a fabulous week, and I'll see you back here again next week.